Welcome to WP Coffee Talk. Thank you to our sponsor, Helix Managed WordPress Hosting, for both their sponsorship and hosting our site, WPCoffeeTalk.com. Now on to our episode. Welcome to the next edition of WP Coffee Talk. It's my distinct pleasure to, look at the smile on her face. It's my distinct pleasure to introduce to you this evening, Terry Tudich. Now, before I ask Terry to introduce herself, I love to tell the story of WordCamp 2015 when we were having lunch together. And you know where I'm going with this. We were at lunch together and we were at a table full of people and the one seat next to Terry was open. And this man was walking toward the table with his tray of food, pointed to it, made to the empty seat, made eye contact with me and said, "Could I sit there?" I said, "Absolutely." Well, you, Terry, were rooting in your bag for something. I don't remember, lip balm or something like that. And I leaned over to you. I said, "Don't overreact, but Matt Mullenweg is about to sit down next to you." And you looked up at me with this giant eyes like, "What did you say?" And the funniest part was this whole table full of 10 people, you, me, and Matt were the only ones who knew who Matt was. But we had a lot of fun talking to him that day.
there was a bunch of like newbies and kind of like more users, right? So they weren't really immersed in the community. Yeah. And they were just like, do, you know, "I'm having lunch here." And yeah. And I'm pretty sure I did it say at some point in time, I'm going to leave before I make a big fool of myself. It was nice to meet you when I ran away.
I think you did say that. I had forgotten that part. I love that. Well, anyway, tell us about who you are and what you do.
So I am Terry Tudich. I live in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. We are currently enjoying our lovely mild humidity wave. So if sweat starts popping out on my face, we'll just pretend it's not there. I have two kids and more cats than I care to publicly admit. They're all foster failures. And we will not be fostering any more cats. It does not go over well because my kids don't let them leave. Yes. Is the problem. But my kids are 7 and 12 and they are amazing and funny and crazy and weird, and we all relish that. And I get to hang out with them a lot because I get to work from home because I do awesome stuff with WordPress.
That's fantastic. Now, you and I have known each other, I want to say, 3 years, 2 years? When was your first Pittsburgh? I met you at the first WordCamp Pittsburgh. 2015. Oh, that's right. Yeah. So 4 years.
We met at WordCamp Pittsburgh. That's our first one. We were one of our speakers. Yeah. And then we saw each other again at WordCamp US in December. Yep.
That's right. So it's been 4 years. So yeah, yes. It's a friendship that keeps going and I love it. It's fantastic. And then you slept on my couch last fall.
I did. It's actually a very comfy couch.
I'm glad you think so. I hate it. No, if anybody wants to sleep on my couch, hit me up before Terry does. Show us your mug. I can't wait to see this.
Okay, so this is going to be a disclaimer where I ordered a mug specifically for tonight because I really wanted to have this mug, especially since I knew it was going to be on video. And when it came, it was not quite as I expected. So I really like Doctor Who, and I wanted a TARDIS mug. But what came is the size of my head. So while it is lovely, I will not actually be drinking out of it because I will probably end up giving myself a concussion in the process of trying to take a sip. So we're going for that. What I'm actually drinking out of is my lovely, it just says coffee in a whole bunch of different languages. But my son got me this. He picked it out at the like holiday shop at school because he knows how much I like coffee. So it is one of my favorite mugs because my son got it for me and he picked it out all by himself and he picked a really appropriate gift for me. So totally love it.
That's wonderful. Well, what's in your cup tonight?
Well, tonight it's just water. I kind of wish it was something a little stronger. But after we're done recording, I have to take my daughter to her swim team practice. Gotcha. And then potentially cut the grass because I didn't do it yesterday because there was a big old spider involved. So
I saw you.
Yeah, so I'm not drinking yet. And I'm trying to downplay the caffeine that I've already imbibed today.
So the one question I have about that TARDIS mug is do you plan to birth a whole pastel of kittens in there?
I mean,
I think a mama cat could.
And of course, right? You know, so I texted my best friend about it, and she's like, but it's bigger on the inside. And I'm like, okay, but I want smaller on the outside. Like, it's the perfect setup for the bigger on the inside jokes, but I really just want a normal size like this in blue. Can I get this in blue with the, you know, like, that's all I want. It's simple. And apparently this mug doesn't exist. So if somebody out there knows of a normal size TARDIS mug that looks like this, but is sized like this, please let me know.
Well, hopefully we'll get some comments about it for you.
Right? And I've checked all the geeky websites, and I keep getting like referrals for other geeky websites, and they have all kinds of, I don't like Daleks. I don't want the Exterminate and the Caffeinate and those ones. I just want I just want a blue TARDIS mug.
I'll see what, I'm a good sleuth. I'll see what I can find for you.
Thank you.
So tell us how you got started with WordPress.
Oh gosh. So the semi-shortened version is I started a business. I kind of fell into offering website design as part of the business because I knew how to do it and everybody was asking for it, even though it's not what I intended to be offering. But I was talking like hard-coded, you know, hand-coded, all straight up HTML, little CSS, probably more tables than anybody wants to discuss sort of websites. And I built a website for this guy. And he said, great, now how do I edit it? And I kind of knew about this WordPress thing, but had never really used it. I'm like, okay, I can totally do this. And I started Googling, like, well, how do I make it look the way I want it? Like, basically, how do I build a custom WordPress theme, right? So my first foray into WordPress is, like, building custom WordPress themes and apparently writing mini plugins because I had some specific PHP-based functionality that it needed to include, and I had to figure out how to roll it into WordPress. So basically, I started in WordPress by diving off the deep end. and I just figured out other stuff along the way. Yeah.
So it's been just kind of a fun little discover yourself journey.
Yes, and discover lots of other crazy things and great people.
That's wonderful. I think the great people is the best part, quite honestly. But, you know, I'm all about the community.
Sorry, the wild gesturing is because my daughter is come into the room and is making faces at me, and I'm trying to make her go.
Bye-bye. So you and I have worked with lots of people over the years, and we've seen lots of different websites. What's something you think people need to focus better on their websites? So.
Oh, well, okay. So one that is kind of a newer thing that I'm really trying to encourage people to pay more attention to, and I regret that it is as new as it is in my awareness, is accessibility. I think that there's a lot of things, and so much of accessibility, really, a lot of it comes down to like basically best practices and doing things kind of the way you're supposed to do them anyway. So when I see people complain about, oh, well, I have to do this accessibility stuff, I'm like, well, most of it is, you know, just doing it the way you should have been all along, and you're, you know, a really long way along the path. So that's one of the things I'm trying to make, pay more attention to, become more aware of, that kind of thing. But the other thing that is probably the biggest thing, I would say like my biggest pet peeve about people with WordPress sites is backups. That I am neurotic about backups. People don't make backups of stuff and then they lose things. And I've seen posts on Facebook groups and forums and stuff like that of, you know, well, I had this mommy blog or lifestyle blog or, you know, something like that where maybe they weren't generating a lot of income from it, but it was just a site they loved, and I've had it for 6 years and now it got hacked, or I forgot to renew my hosting or something like that, and it just disappeared, right? And so it wasn't making enough money for them to invest in like recreating it or like digging it out of an archive somewhere. But they don't have a backup, so then they just lose the whole thing. And just the thought of losing that much work and that much energy and that much effort,
yeah, it makes me sad. Yeah, that's unfortunate for sure.
Yeah,
that happens. So. But it's your own fault. It happens. I mean, let's call it.
No, it is. I mean, and yeah. I've lost things myself from not having backups, which is one of the reasons that started the crusade for me. But yeah, it's I think it's a super important thing that not enough people pay attention to.
I had one client lose their hosting. They were a client for other websites, and their primary mm-hmm. website, they lost their hosting. And I had been saying over and over, do you want me to recreate that site in WordPress? Because it wasn't a WordPress site. And she kept saying, no, I'm not worried about that one. No, I'm not worried about that. No one didn't worry about that one. And then she lost her hosting, and she lost her website. And I was able to recreate her website in about 5 hours based on what was in archive.org. Mm-hmm. Because I knew how to use that and WordPress.
Right.
You can't rely on archive.org because everything's there. So I was really lucky. She was really lucky that I was able to do that.
She was absolutely very lucky. And I've done the same thing. I've done it from archive.org, which is not fun. But, you know, hey, if you like a challenge, go for it.
There you go. Now, you and I are both super involved in the community, both locally and globally. So tell me, when you think about all the different WordCamps, all the different meetups you've been to, what's like that pivotal moment at one of those kinds of events that just was like, you know, just inspirational or meant something to you?
Okay. So this is maybe going to sound a little bit cheesy, but at WordCamp Rochester, right? So at your camp last year, when I slept on your couch, I was one of the speakers in the last slot of the day. And so, of course, by the end of the day, right, everybody's brains are a little bit fried. Some people have left early, or they're just, you know, totally hanging out in the hallway. And all of that's totally fine. Like, I get it. And I'm not by no means complaining about my spot. But so I was hanging out in the room, and I was chatting with people while we was waiting for, you know, time to begin. And there was a woman down the hall who was also kind of doing the same thing. And so she and I were chatting a little bit, and was just being, you know, we're like looking at the clock and okay, it's about time to start. And she didn't have anybody in her room at the time. And so we kind of looked at each other and we said, all right, we can totally do this. We're going to combine our talks into one time slot. So we're just going to condense our talks so that we both have an audience, so that we both have a chance to do it. Because it's, you spend so much time preparing for a talk. I did not want her to have an empty room, right? Like that's just, nobody wants that. And several of the people that were in the room waiting for my session had said that they were, had wanted to go to both of them and were having trouble deciding. So now they got to get to two, for the price of one. Haha. But no, I just thought it was like, I feel like that was one of those examples too of the WordPress community where we both kind of helped each other out. She did end up having a couple of people come to her room. We just kind of like guided them into the room that I was in. So they got a little bit of the, you know, they got the benefit of both of our talks. We still had time for a Q&A. We just kind of condensed and talked a little faster, and I can totally do the talking faster part. So that was easy. But yeah, that was one of those things to me that's really, that was like, the spirit of sharing, right? And, you know, we both just kind of, we made it work and we got things done and it gave a good impression and a good presentation to the attendees.
That's wonderful. I didn't even know about that. That's so cool. Well, you might remember that day was a kind of a whirlwind for me because it was also my birthday, my 50th birthday.
You were a little bit busy that day. Yeah.
I was, and what I thought was so cool is everybody at that camp signed a picture frame for me. Mm-hmm. And it was going around the whole camp behind my back the entire day. And I didn't know anything about it till the end. So that was pretty cool too. But I didn't know that. So I didn't know that you guys had done that. I think that's wonderful.
Yeah.
I'm going to have to go back and look at them.
Kind of snuck it in and made it work.
That's awesome. I hope there's video. Is it on WordPress TV? Have you looked?
No, you guys weren't recording in Rochester.
Oh, that's right. We didn't have cameras.
There is no video. It only exists in the memories of those that were there.
And I'm sure they cherish them. I love it. So tell us a little bit more about what you do with your, you know, your freelancing, what you do. I know you do a lot of teaching in the community, and I know that you do a lot with WordPress itself, the community. So, you know, tell us a little about that.
So most of what I do, well, I would say the business side of it is basically freelancing. I help, you know, small business owners help figure out the problems that they're having with their websites. I think one of the things that I do differently is a lot of people that do WordPress websites try to really sell people on like a full website, where I kind of really enjoy the little random troubleshooting, the, hey, I'm having a weird problem. I've gotten a lot of requests that started something along the lines of, I did a thing and now it's broken. Can you fix it? We get to play a little bit of detective work. So, you know, it's not, that part obviously doesn't do a lot of, you know, like high recurring revenue, but it's fun and I get to meet different people, and then those people have a good impression of me, hopefully, and are, you know, passing my name around to other people and stuff like that. So I get to do a lot more variety of things, which is fun. I do some training. I've done some local training. I keep working on a training package or like a membership site training for people who maybe, you know, want their own website but don't have the budget to hire somebody to do it for them. So I'm putting the finishing touches on that, and that will be ready soon. And hopefully it'll be ready before this comes out, because we can just have a little link in the show notes. And then I do, because I'm one of those crazy people who prefers the code, I do a lot of subcontracting for sub people who, they like to do the sales part and the marketing part, and they just want somebody else to handle the making it work part. And I really like the making it work part. So it's a good division of effort. And so I'm, you know, I do have I like the variety of it. You know, sometimes it's a little challenging because then I'll get like three people that want everything on one day. But no 2 weeks are the same. I get, you know, I have a lot more flexibility to get things done that I need to do with kids and with life and stuff like that. So it's fun. I like the variety. And then, yes, I am one of the organizers for our local WordPress meetup. And I helped plan WordPress Pittsburgh for 3 years. And so just try to share the WordPress love.
That's awesome. And you've spoken at lots of different camps too.
I've actually only spoken at 2 different camps.
Oh, okay.
I've only spoke Rochester and Lehigh Valley. I've gone to a bunch. I have logistics issues with childcare, which kind of prevents me from getting to a bunch of them. Right. So it's like, who's going to get them out of school and take care of them? You know, so stuff like that just kind of keeps me out of that loop. And then of course, we kind of had a rule that we didn't want the organizers as speakers at WordCamp Pittsburgh, especially since we had so many other fantastic speaker applicants to choose from. You know, it was by no means like we were scraping for people. So we had a bunch of people there. Mm-hmm. We weren't going to fill it in with us. That's not what it was about. So I'm hoping to speak it more. I'll figure it out one day or another.
That's awesome. So did you know that this year at WordCamp US in St. Louis, there will be childcare, free childcare?
And probably only one of the kids would be involved in the childcare. The other one would probably want to come to the sessions with me, the 12-year-old.
And Sunday? Huh? And there's a kids camp on Sunday during Contributor Day.
Ooh, I did not know that. That is very interesting.
I just wrote the article. I just wrote the page for that today on the WordCamp US website, so it's not published yet, but it's coming.
Sounds like one of those educational excursions, one of those reasons to get them out of school, right, for a couple of days. They're doing an educational thing, so yeah, we can make that work. My hold on. I need you to wait a minute, bud. Okay.
You want to introduce him?
No, I actually have kind of a hard and fast rule. I don't put my kids' pictures on the internet publicly.
Oh, I get that. I
don't let them do, videos on Facebook.
Oh, very good.
I want them to have a childhood that is not splashed all over the internet, right? Like, we had the benefit of that.
Right.
I want them to be able to make those decisions when they're older.
That's so a good idea.
I keep
them
off the internet, at least their faces, as much as I can. But no, my current 12-year-old was 11 last year at WordCamp Pittsburgh, and she was there as one of the volunteers, and she was fantastic. She was walking around all day talking with Adam Warner and talking with the representative that was there from Yoast, and she's just talking to all of these, you know, adults about geeky things, and she totally fit in. And they were like, wait, she's how old? They were blown away. So it was very cool.
That's awesome. I love it. So when you are instructing people who are building their own websites, what are 2 or 3plugins that you recommend that they use?
Well, so I always start with my favorites, which tend to be among the premium set, which not everybody has the budget for. So my favorite plugins are Backup Buddy for backups, mostly because I have found it to be incredibly useful for restoring backups and migrating things. And I think that is one of the more important things about a backup plugin. A backup does you absolutely no good if you don't know how to turn that backup back into a website. And I have found, I've tried and tested a bunch of them and a bunch of different methods, and some of them are confusing and convoluted and just whatever. So Backup Buddy for that reason, because restoring the backup is easy. One of my other favorites is Gravity Forms. I've been using them since they launched in 2009. I'm actually wearing my 10-year anniversary Gravity Form shirt that one of their representatives kindly sent to me. Thank you very much. I love it. It's just one of the easiest form plugins I've ever used. I find it to be, you know, super straightforward, super simple, and lots of great features. So, and then, I don't know. I think one of my other ones, your favorite ones, that would be Foobox and FooGallery. I almost always use the two together for making really easy different kinds of photo galleries when people have, so whether it's a slider or a gallery or the Pinterest masonry kind of thing, because most of the people that I'm dealing with that are going to be maintaining their own sites are not technically inclined, it needs to be really easy and really straightforward. And those plugins definitely are.
Oh, that's great. At any point in your WordPress journey, have you had a mentor that you worked with, or even maybe more than one?
So I was fortunate enough to work with Kim Doyle, the WordPress chick. She was the WordPress chick for a while. Now she's kind of just using her own name. She's veered away from using just WordPress, so she's doing more marketing focused stuff. You need to wait.
I need help doing something.
I don't care. You need to wait. I told you I was doing this. You need to wait. Okay. Life with kids. So anyway, I attended an online, virtual summit kind of thing a couple of years ago, and I ended up working with her for a couple of months doing some coaching. She had some really fantastic ideas, and she's just so encouraging and vibrant, and like, she's due to do all of the things and be super successful, and she's amazing. So she's really fun. I enjoyed working with her.
That's awesome. Who's somebody in the WordPress community that you admire, and why?
I don't think I prepared for this question.
Uh-oh.
I think I missed this question on the list you gave me. I'm going to screw up her name.
It's okay.
She was at Rochester, and she's the one that always talks about accessibility, and I can't think of her name right now.
Rachel Cherry.
Yes, her. I can picture her and her Twitter name, but it wasn't coming to me. Mm-hmm. I like Rachel because I think she's very well spoken. She's very passionate about her own little niche that she's, you know, made in the world, but also very down to earth and very friendly and, you know, very approachable. We just, you know, she kind of like, and that is true of a lot of people in the WordPress community, where if you sit down with them randomly at a table at lunch, you can have a conversation with them. And they're not doing this whole, well, I know more WordPress than you sort of thing that I have found can be the case in other tech-related communities, right, where it seems like people mm-hmm. are trying to, I don't know, they like their resumes, they're more important than you or whatever. But I think her passion for accessibility is really admirable, and she's fun to talk to.
She is, very, absolutely. What's something that you'd like to learn in WordPress but you haven't tackled yet?
More accessibility. Yeah. That's, like I said, that's one of those things that I'm really trying to find more ways. I haven't found any good like online courses specifically related to WordPress and accessibility. I've seen lots of things about, you know, general website accessibility and how to test and stuff like that, but I want one that I feel like there's just like, what are the tools that are available specifically related to WordPress and how you can help with things like that.
Maybe so, you'll
I'm
end up writing
it. I don't know if it exists, but I'm looking for it.
Maybe you'll end up writing it.
Maybe someday I'll get around to making it, but first I have to learn the stuff first. So I'll figure it out.
I have no doubt you will. Absolutely. What is the biggest mistake you've made in WordPress and what did you learn from it? I almost skipped that question.
I don't even call it a big mistake, right? But when I first started using WordPress, one of the first sites, I didn't really know the difference between that you could set a static homepage. So for the homepage stuff, I made a post that showed up on the homepage and like had a different category or something. Somehow I figured out that you could like change the query to only be a category thing, but I never found the part about, you know, static pages until later. And then I was like, oh, I did that all wrong. But I think everybody has some of those moments, right? You're learning.
Oh, for sure.
I say one of the biggest mistakes, which I think I mentioned, or I at least alluded to before, was I was working for a small college in New England. I was building a site, a WordPress site that had to match the rest of the website that wasn't on WordPress. So I was doing a whole custom theme. I spent like 7 hours one day working on it, you know, set up a subdomain on the server, started working on it, putting in all the stuff back and forth, testing all these things and get all properly positioned and lined up and everything. And I was okay. And I went and had dinner and, you know, go to come back to it the next morning. And it's not there. The entire subdomain doesn't exist because there was some issue on the hosting and they restored the backup from the day before. It was before I made the subdomain. I lost the entire day's worth of work. And this is when I started to become a little bit neurotic about backups, about making sure I save the backup to my computer and not just let it sit on the server because it'll be there if I need it right now. Like I lost an entire day's worth of work. And so I was like, so deflated.
I can understand that. What's your proudest WordPress moment?
And you were there for this. 2015, the first WordCamp Pittsburgh. It is something I first discovered WordCamps in, I think it was 2009 when I lived in Connecticut. And I was moving, I moved back to Pittsburgh in May 1st, 2010. And one of my first like goals, right, was like, woohoo, WordCamp Pittsburgh. And for a variety of reasons, it didn't happen. And then a couple of years later, I met somebody else and we both, you know, had this shared passion for bringing it to Pittsburgh. And so she and I, we brought WordCamp Pittsburgh. We started the first one. And I can remember at like the wrap up notes at the end of our only day, the first day of WordCamp Pittsburgh. There's a picture of me somewhere floating around about me with this cheesy, stupid, giddy smile on my face because we had done it. And it was awesome, and everybody seemed to have, you know, a good response to it. We didn't have any major issues. It was like, woohoo, we did it. So
it was a great camp. It was a great camp. It really was. That's actually the first time I met Giv.
Yeah, it is. It is. Yes, they were one of our sponsors that year. I still have the glasses downstairs in my kitchen. The swag for that year.
Mine over there. Absolutely. That's awesome. If you weren't working in web, what career might you like to attempt?
So you sent me the questions and I've spent a lot of time thinking about this because I'm like, I don't know. But I think when I was a kid, I really wanted to be a teacher, to the point where when I was home alone, right, so nobody else was there to witness this, I would set up the ironing board and use it like a teacher's desk, like I was teaching a class in my living room. So I think that's part of why I do the WordPress training and stuff like that, is that I do enjoy teaching. I like seeing people, like when they get it, I like helping them figure out, you know, what they're stuck on and how to move past it. I don't know that I have the patience to have actually gone to school for all of the training required to be a teacher. So this was a good like happy medium. Maybe if I hadn't discovered the internet, I might have been a teacher.
Very good. I think too, I think you're just a little younger than me, but when I was a kid, it's like we were encouraged that we could be teachers, nurses, or mommies. That was like it. There wasn't a lot of other options when I was a child anyway.
Yeah, so I think I'll be 40 in November, so I'm a little bit younger than
you're you're a lot younger than me. I always think of you as my contemporary.
I was kind of right on the cusp too of like women can do all the things, right? So like more women in computer science and stuff. Yeah. But yeah, there was definitely a lot more options open. But yeah. I remember at one point in time thinking I wanted to be a doctor because I had sloppy handwriting. Thinking I wanted to be a lawyer because I like to argue. For a while, I wanted to be an architect because I liked the technical drawing classes in high school, but then the actual drawing part I'm not so good at, so maybe not. you know, I kind of went round and round, and I'm like, yeah, no, no. So, you know, teacher, because I'm good at helping people figure out what they need to know.
I wanted to be a ballerina, but I never took dance classes, so we know where that ended up.
Yeah.
Not so much. No. I did do belly dancing for a while.
Ooh, but, fun.
You know, I still got my little, anyway. Enough.
All right, you have to bring those to the next WordCamp. We're both.
I'm going to bring you a hip scarf too. We can just all shake our booties together. I love it.
Do it.
I think of us as contemporaries because I forget how old I am. And you and I always have so much fun together that we must be the same age.
Well, I have that sort of relationship, for lack of a better word, with a lot of people. I tend to get along a lot of the people my age, except for like my good friends. I find myself rather annoyed by a lot of the people my age, and it's been that way since I was like a teenager. Even at like 16, I'm like, oh my god, these teenagers. When it was teen,
I hear you.
No, I've got the hair of a much older person though, so
I love it. What's something on your bucket list?
I want to take my kids to Scotland.
Ooh, that'd be cool.
Go to Scotland many years ago. I love Scotland. I fell in love with Scotland when I started reading the Outlander books when I was a teenager. But I had a chance to go a couple of years ago to meet my then fiance, and we kind of spent, you know, 5 years or 5 days, just 5 years, 5 days wandering around Scotland, and it was gorgeous, and there's a lot of sheep. And I would like to be able to take them back because I really enjoyed it. I think it's a really neat place to see with a lot of history, and I would like to be able to take them. And as an added bonus, we don't have to learn an extra language to go there and be able to communicate with the locals.
That is a benefit for sure.
It really is.
If you can understand them through the local dialect, because sometimes that's a difficulty in itself.
There was, I was on a train to, I forget where now, someplace that started with a D, but I was on a train and they announced like what the next stop was, and I was like staring at the speaker in bewilderment. Like I had no idea what that man just said. Unfortunately, one of the other passengers took pity on me and translated because he didn't have as thick of an accent. And I'm like, okay, thank you. That's my stop. I should know that.
For sure. And by the way, I'm a big Outlander fan too. So we'll have to talk about that sometime. Next time we're in the same place, we'll have to compare
notes. Men in kilts. Yes.
There's definitely something there for sure. So show us or tell us about your hidden talent, one of your hidden talents that people in the WordPress community might not know.
So I asked my kids, because I had the questions and I was trying to think of what to say. And I asked my kids what my hidden talent might be. What's something I can do that maybe I don't, like many people don't know that I can do. And my son said it was pretty cool that I can make YouTube channels. Okay. My daughter said my hidden talent is singing terribly, but she said it with a big smile. So maybe. I'm not sure that I have any. I guess I like the troubleshooting and the figuring things out. So I can look at something that's broken and usually have a pretty good idea of what's wrong. A lot of times just from looking at the front end of the site. So before I'm even digging around into the back end and troubleshooting with plugins and stuff like that, I can look at it sometimes and figure out what's going on. So Yeah, specifically related to WordPress, I guess the detective part of me would be a good hidden challenge. And for not WordPress, apparently my hidden challenge is that I make really good chicken noodle soup.
Ooh, I would love to try that sometime. Since you're a puzzle solver, I bet you'd enjoy one of those escape rooms.
No, actually, no. No. I don't like when I'm in the puzzle. No, I don't want to be in the puzzle. No.
I've done it several times. We had a blast every time because you're not really stuck. You could really just walk out anytime, but it was lovely.
Right, but no, I have this, you know, sometimes you have that weird dream. It's not necessarily like a recurring dream, but you've had it several times in your life. Yeah, one of those involves being stuck in a weird place. We're just not doing that on purpose. I'm okay with that.
Okay. How funny. So tell us where people can find you. What's your website? What's your social media?
My website is beyondtheoffice.com. And on social media, I just redid this all last year because it was a whole big thing. So I go with BTO Terry. So like BTO for Beyond the Office and then Terry, my first name, T-E-R-R-I. That is me on Twitter and Pinterest. And I think, Twitter and Pinterest and Instagram, which are probably the ones that I'm more likely to be on. My Facebook page is barren and lonely.
And for anybody who's listening as opposed to watching, we will definitely have those on the website. So you'll be able to find those in Terry's post on wpcoffeetalk.com for sure. Any last words before we sign off for the evening, Terry?
Go back up your website.
That's a good one. Mine is backed up every single day. I just want you to know that.
Good. Yes. And I heard you switched over to Helix Hosting with Drew.
I did. Yeah.
Drew and I met, I replied to a random tweet he made probably 10 years ago. So I've been, and I saw the two of you talking and I'm like, hey, people, I love when like people I know from different places end up finding each other.
It's really cool.
It's fun. But yeah, go back up your website. If you don't remember the last time you backed up your website, do it now.
Good advice. Absolutely. Well, thank you for being here. Thank you for dealing with the kids and everything else while we talked. It will be one of the more unique interviews on WP Coffee Talk for sure.
This is every day. And this is why anytime I have a meeting scheduled with a client, especially if it's somebody new, if it's going to be like during the summer or after the kids get out of school, I say like, fair warning, there's kids and, you know, we'll still be able to talk, but I just don't want people to be surprised. Like the guy that was giving the interview on CNN and his kids, you know, ran into the room, right? Yeah. You never know when that's going to happen around ears. So I just try to give people a warning ahead of time.
Very good. Well, I appreciate you. I appreciate your friendship. Thanks for being on the show. And I look forward to the next time we're in the same place together.
Bye. Bye, Michelle. Take care.
Bye-bye.